This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know. That's the first time I've heard that.
It's great thought from Robert Mays.
Oh, he's really fast. You see him run his 40. Did you see that arm strength he has? Yeah, he's kind of a distressed asset.
When he's sitting there in the fifth round, it's certainly a distressed asset. That was Robert Mays from the Athletic Football Show. He was just with us here on Baskin and Phelps. I loved his thought. You know, Brian Baldinger told the morning show, I don't know what they're doing drafting two quarterbacks. Robert Mays said, well, if you don't have a quarterback, you might as well draft two. I agree with Robert completely. Let's increase our chances of finding one. And you do that with drafting a distressed asset. I get it completely. I understand it.
Do you think if he just walks into some of these rooms, the teams that he interviewed with, and just – played it straight, and if they said, can you draw a play up on the board, he just did it. Or if he just didn't even say anything, he was super quiet, he walked into the room and didn't say a whole lot and just went about his business, what round do you think he goes in?
Second or third?
It does seem insane.
I mean, everybody
that
says
the talent doesn't match the well, we're not putting up with this kind of thing.
Everybody seems to think the Browns got a much better talent than a fifth-round pick.
That's why I find it so hard to believe that he could get cut after camp. I don't see that at all. That if he's the odd man out, I mean, if you look at it on paper, you've got three other quarterbacks that are established. You have three, actually, but one's not going to play. So you have two. And then you've got a guy that they drafted ahead of him that they like.
Andy, if there's an odd man out here, I don't think it's Dylan Gabriel. And I don't think it's Shedeur Sanders. I think it's Joe Flacco. And I say that only for this reason. You did draft both of those guys. In theory, you want to take a real look at them. You obviously liked both of them to some extent, or you don't use a draft choice on them. And you brought in Kenny Pickett, who was a first-round pick, and as Robert laid out beautifully, we've seen maybe one or two real games of Kenny Pickett in his entire career because Matt Canada's offense in Pittsburgh was a disaster. And then he played, you know, like one game in Philadelphia last year. I would think they want to see what they have in Pickett, in Gabriel, and Sanders. If by chance they choose not to keep four quarterbacks around, and I don't know how you could, you'd have to slide somebody to the practice squad.
Which means every other team has a chance.
Well, except you can protect one. But if I'm not mistaken, and we've double-checked on this, if I'm not mistaken, and I might be, you'd have to cut the guy and then sign him to the practice squad. You can't just immediately put the guy on the practice squad, I think, and protect him. I think there's a very small window where a team could jump in and get him before you protect him and, you know, he's your designated guy and you have him there. I think. I hope I'm wrong about that, because that way the Browns actually could keep four quarterbacks.
Or somebody comes up with plantar fasciitis or a torn hangnail, and then you put them on the IR for the first 4 weeks of the season. One of those four guys. I mean, there's another way to get around this thing, right? I mean, I know we're walking into this with four quarterbacks. One of those guys may tweak, you know, a pinky or something like that, and that would put them on the IR for the first 4 weeks, therefore carrying four quarterbacks. I mean, that rule changes the whole dynamic of that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's ways to keep four quarterbacks on the road. But then one's inactive, or one's the emergency quarterback. That's right, I forgot about that rule too. So one is an inactive emergency quarterback then on Sunday. Flacco would make the most sense, wouldn't it? In that role?
I don't know. I honestly think they brought Joe here to be the main backup. Who's the starter? I don't know.
Yeah, then I guess maybe Dylan Gabriel makes sense to be that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Sanders.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's I'm not going to say it's a mess, Andy. I disagree with Brian Baldinger, you know, and I understand you got to get reps and blah, 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 blah. I get that. That's without question true. But I think there will be a little sorting out done here during rookie minicamp. Do you think? I think
rookie minicamp will be too early. And the only thing that can happen would be something really bad.
One would stack over the other at the end of rookie
minicamp? Not this early. They'll probably get equal reps. I wouldn't be surprised. They probably need to bring in another quarterback too, don't they, for camp? They'll probably have to bring in another quarterback.
No, they have four.
I'm just saying you sign like a free agent guy.
I wouldn't think so. Yeah. You have four right now. And I wouldn't.
I mean, it's rookie camp. It's not regular camp.
No, I know.
You would give somebody an audition, a tryout, somebody you might think about maybe putting on the practice squad.
Just somebody to throw passes?
Yeah, that's all.
Of course, you don't really need that. You know why?
Well, because these guys better get as many reps as they can right now if you've got two veterans in there.
No.
What?
There's nobody to throw the ball to, so why do you need quarterbacks?
It's true. There are no rookie wide receivers.
Exactly. There you go.
Although they did sign a free agent.
Yeah, I know they did. So, come on, that was funny.
Oh, it was. It was funny.
I didn't get a rim shot, though.
I don't. You throw to the coaching staff. Remember, we have a coach for every player. We're the only team in the NFL that has more coaches than players sometimes.
Yeah. Robert Mays chatting with us. Dano, what else do you have?
Well, the big thing everybody is wondering across the league is, boy, why did he slide? Well, Mays gave a really good answer.
When you get further down, when you're Dylan Gabriel, the third round, you're drafted to essentially be a backup unless it's a unique case like the Browns is. So teams are doing the calculus in their minds when we get into the back half of day three and then into back half of day two and into day three, where they're saying, do we really want to invite this into our building if he's only just going to be a backup? Is this worth the headache when he's probably not even going to be our starting quarterback? And when you have enough teams saying no to that over and over and over again, I think that's what happens.
I'm having trouble weighing out the whole understanding the round that he was picked in. Because can we be super honest? 32 teams did not need a quarterback. So, you know, for Sanders or any other quarterback.
But everybody drafts quarterbacks, right?
Not necessarily.
There's a lot of thinking you should draft a quarterback every year.
I got to go back and look and see who didn't draft a quarterback. But so let's talk about them basically the first three rounds then, right? If you're draft even first three rounds, it's 5 to 7 teams that really like want to make sure that they draft a quarterback in that range through the third round. Is that fair? You can argue with me if you want, and maybe I'll back up, but it's 5 to 7. So yeah. It's not really, you know, you sit here and go, well, all 32 teams.
In this draft, yeah, I think that's probably a pretty fair number.
5 to 7,
and
I'm just trying to be fair, okay?
I think it's fair.
So what are we really talking about? There were really 21 selections that thought he shouldn't be ready to go as a guy that they would feel the pressure to start early in the season. And I'm being generous by saying third rounder, right? So it's 10, 15, 20. 20 to 28 slots where he could have come in earlier, where he probably could have been drafted. Maybe in the fifth round, breaks loose. Mm-hmm. Because now you're saying to yourself, okay, I want to draft a quarterback every year. I want to draft a quarterback. And if it's a post-fifth rounder, then okay, I can cut him. It's not a big deal. But we're going to sit here and people are going to say, every team passed on him. Really? Did Kansas City need him? No. Did Buffalo need him? No. I mean, I can go through this. Did Philadelphia? No. So when we talk about...
But did they need him as a starter? No, but could you use him as a backup? That's a different question, Andy.
Were you willing to sacrifice the need to maybe need an offensive lineman in the first three rounds over a backup quarterback? No. I mean, how many times, if you really need someone of that ilk in the fifth or sixth round, seventh round.
That's a great
round.
Word, by the way.
Thank
ilk.
You.
Yeah.
Then why wouldn't, you could probably pick him up as an undrafted free agent, too. I mean, there have been plenty of undrafted free agents that have played in the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they start, but they look good as your number three guys that had unbelievably successful college careers that end up as an unrestricted free agent in the third round. So I don't want to hear the, oh, they all passed on him. No, like 5 to 7 teams really passed on.
I think Clark and I are on the same page here. Hi, Clark.
Hey, man.
Clark, you with us? Clark's not with us.
Clark!
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, there you go. Hey, hi, Clark.
Yeah.
I didn't hear, you know, I didn't get the introduction. I just heard a bell, and I'm like, what's going on?
Means you're up. It means it's time to get in that phone booth and put on the Superman costume there.
We never heard a bell. Strange things bell. Happening here like at the dinner, Radio Ranch.
Yes.
Dinner bell. Hey, so real quick, you know, the thing is, I think we all know why he failed. Whether we agree with it is different. But I think we kind of know he blew himself up and he wanted to be taught a lesson. I think that's what happened. Right or wrong, it is what it is. He's a better talent than a fifth-round pick. Neither he nor Dillon Gabriel is making it to your practice squad. So I think that's totally out. There's no way, unless he murders somebody, that he's going to make it out past waivers to a practice squad type of situation. I can't see it. The odd man out is Flacco.
Clark, I agree. If there has to be an odd man out.
Right. I mean, this is the fanatic part that I don't get. I'm a Brown supporter and stuff, but I'm not fanatical about it. I'm going to be reasonable. Flacco, he gave us some good games. He threw a ton of interceptions, by the way, during that game. There's a lot of great things that happened during that time.
Yep.
But why are we acting like he is somewhere in our future? He is not. So let's go ahead and look at the young guys in the room, of which we have 3 potentially talented young guys in the room. They deserve all the reps, and anybody saying anything else is just weird to me.
Clark, I agree completely with what you said. If you liked Gabriel enough to draft him, if you liked Sanders enough to draft him, and they're both under 25 years old, and Pickett's not much older than 25, why would you keep a 40-year-old and have him get in their way?
Because you want to make sure that you don't jump out of the plane without a parachute. That's why.
We're already out the plane.
Do we have a parachute?
I don't think so. So,
Clark, the only way I think Flacco ends up playing here is if they get into camp and Pickett isn't very good and Sanders isn't very good and Gabriel isn't very good. If 2 of those guys look pretty good, those are your guys. And I think Joe's the odd man out. I do.
I agree. And if they all look bad, then guess what? It's even better that we got that other first round pick next year.
Isn't that the truth,
Amen.
Clark? Clark, you nailed that one, didn't you? I think that's absolutely the case. Robert Mays said some big things here on our show. Brian Baldinger said some big things on the morning show. Man, this is... Andy, this is just warming up. You ready for this?
Oh, boy. When do they play a game?
Got another name for you.
Is it May yet?
Got another name for you when it comes to the Browns offense.
You do?
Next on Baskin and Phelps.